Welcome to our show, Geeks Are Wired Podcast, where we're talking about video games, movies, TV, comic books, technology, and TLDR, the Internet of Things. And this week, we have Ted.
That's me, I'm Ted. I've been Ted all day.
Yay, that's always good news.
That totally sounded like you said dead instead of Ted.
Well, it might be that too.
It's been a long Friday.
You never know.
And we have Mike.
Apparently, I just hear dead people.
I hear them all the time. Sometimes they don't even know they're dead.
Dun, dun, dun.
I just listen to voices in my head.
Spoiler alert. He's a ghost.
Ah. Don't tell everybody.
And everything red is...
you totally ruined the Sixth Sense for everybody now, Ted.
I didn't say who he is.
And he didn't say the movie either.
Yeah, now you ruined it. Way to go.
I know, I like doing that. Apparently, it's what I'm really good at. So, spoiler alert, Bruce Willis is dead.
Spoiler McSpoilalots. Wow. That's it. You're no longer Mike, you're Spoiler McSpoilalots.
Wow.
Well, last time I got deleted for saying something.
He didn't get deleted from the whole podcast, just that part.
That's only because he couldn't scrub me from the whole podcast.
Want to bet?
Otherwise, he probably would have. You guys have like half of a conversation on there every time I'm up.
Challenge accepted.
Now I'm going to go back through all of them and like just re-release them without Mike.
Do it.
I don't do audio. I can't do editing.
Hey, we've been doing 5 years of this almost. Actually, maybe that'll be the name of the episode. Countdown to 5 years.
We, you.
Yeah, you. I've only been here for like...
We is the podcast in a whole.
The royal we.
I don't even remember how long ago I started. I think it was like 8 months or a year.
So who are you again?
I'm just a Bill.
Just a Bill. On
Capitol Hill. No,
this
isn't seats.
Capitol Hill.
These are not Capitol seats.
Mine is a captain seat.
Oh, yeah. You got the nice seat. I forgot.
You got the fancy seat. We get crappy metal folding chairs that hurt our butts.
So if you want to help, so everyone has comfy chairs, we have a Patreon page you can donate to.
And if you put a chair, make sure you say who the chair is for.
Ooh, there you go.
Yeah. So that, you know, if you like me, Ted, you can give Ted chairs.
Yeah.
If you like that other guy.
Because Ted's big butt needs more than one chair.
That's true.
That's why Ted needs chairs.
Just comfies. And the link to the Patreon is in the show notes.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Along with the other things in the show notes.
Where can they go to find all your information, Bill?
In the show notes?
Well, if they don't want to open the show notes.
Oh. To the show. Where do you want to go?
Facebook.com/...
Yeah. Our Wired website.
Is there a website?
There's sort of a website.
It's the Podbean website.
Yeah. We're working on that slightly, maybe.
Podbean.com/geeksarewired.
Exactly.
You know, is that right?
It might be geeksarewired.podbean.com. Yeah.
Yeah.
Whoa. Dang it. I took a shot.
Yeah.
I took a shot.
Remember, the just before the .com is the actual domain. The dot before the dot.
No, I understand how that works, but it could go either way.
Actually, you did go slash, didn't you?
Yes, I did a slash.
Yeah. I guess that works.
But I guess that's the cool thing to do these days. Meanwhile, back when I started the internet, it was like geocities.com/South Beach/O'Ryan Paul or whatever. I don't even remember what it was.
Hey,
well,
Bill.
You had your subgroup, and then you had your sub-subgroup.
Yeah, it went like three down, and then it was your username or whatever.
Has anybody called in?
Ted did.
Ted did?
Yeah, I called in.
During the podcast.
On the podcast, Ted. Yeah.
Nobody ever wants to talk to Ted.
Oh.
That's not true.
Lots of people talk to Ted.
People talk to me at work all the time. They're like,
to,
Ted,
they
shut
to.
Up.
Like I said, it's not
at work.
A
yeah, they're like,
thing.
They're like, Ted, it's 4:30. Go home.
Yeah.
So if they want to call, who do they call?
They can call 1-801-896-GEEK.
Yeah.
4335. Or you can go and blow up Bill's email at geeksarewired@gmail.com.
There you go.
That's really weird to say. You can blow out his email at geeksarewired@gmail.com.
Well, how else would you say
I don't know. It's just weird. It's our because it seems like you should put at geeksar, you know, the at symbol, geeksarewired@gmail.com, but that totally won't work.
Okay. How about this? You can
You'd
blow
send
up
an
Bill's
email to
by sending an email
to geeksarewired at gmail.com. So,
and we've said it. You can go to the Instagram page, too.
Yeah, we've said it like five times, so there's no reason that you shouldn't go
there.
For
like the first 5 minutes.
Yeah. Maybe we should say something really controversial, and then you'll get hate mail.
We have.
A few times.
People don't write.
No, like really controversial. What's the most controversial thing you can think of?
I own two Xboxes, and I'm going to buy the next one.
Oh, my God.
Probably the most controversial thing you can say on this podcast would be Xbox is better than PlayStation.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I agree with that. But you're missing the PlayStation people, so.
What about the Nintendo? Nintendo trumps all.
Well, see, that's the thing.
And by trumps, I mean makes worse. Ooh, see, I just did two controversial things in one statement. Huh?
See, that's the thing is to get people to call in, you can't have the voice of the Xbox people. Because Xbox sucks. We don't want them here. Or
I'm like, dude, I'm the Xbox person.
PlayStation sucks. There we go. My bad.
I've decided that...
I just ruined that.
That, Nintendo fanboyism kept me from playing Final Fantasy games, so I've decided to stop fanboying over a brand.
Okay, so...
You just said cheese in Spanish.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you said queso. You said or cheese. You said, oh, queso. That means or cheese.
Wow.
What were you going to say?
That joke was painful, Ted.
That's not a joke. It's true.
Well, whatever it was, it's still painful.
It's truth.
So... I don't even remember what I was doing. Oh, yeah, Final Fantasy. So I played Final Fantasy on, like, the original. It wasn't the original, but Super Nintendo.
Oh, that's Final Fantasy 2, or if you live in Japan,
yeah,
4.
Yeah, 2, I think. It was 2.
Yeah.
And
I know.
That turned me off of video games forever.
So you're a loser, that's all. I mean, we understand.
No,
it's
it
fine.
Was the stupidest
no, you are a loser.
Game to ever exist.
Come on, you Spoony Bard. Is a classic line that will forever be remembered.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
In fact, I was just reading about this today. They had, like, fixed some of... They, like, re-released it. It's been a little while, but they re-released Final Fantasy 2 or 4, depending on where you're from.
Whoever bought it should be shot.
And they said they fixed a lot of the translations because they were weird.
Mm-hmm.
But the translation or the phrase "you Spoony Bard" stayed in there because fans loved it so much. Like it was one of the most quoted things from that whole thing.
Game.
And by the way, that game is one of my favorite video games.
That game sucked. To walk around in the grass to try and find a challenge or somebody to
fight.
You
just don't like RPGs. Get over it.
That wasn't an RPG.
Oh, yeah,
it was. Turn by turn.
Yeah.
RPG.
It's like Dungeons and Dragons. That's like the definition of an RPG.
That is,
it was
that is a dice throwing
RPG ever.
Turn-based.
I will admit it's an RPG.
See, now you're
it
saying
is the
controversial
worst RPG ever.
I think you're just saying
I actually would have to say no. There's plenty worse.
Dungeons and Dragons was better, and I hated that too.
I didn't say Dungeons and Dragons.
Dungeons and Dragons
no,
is
I'm saying like, Dungeons and Dragons was better than Final Fantasy II.
Well, I don't know
okay.
what you're talking
actually,
about.
Actually, I kind of might go with that.
Well, it depends.
Well,
are you talking
games.
About the video game Dungeons and Dragons?
No,
there was a
I'm
lot
talking
of
about the book the, with five people and whatever. And I am talking
you're
about
talking
with,
about paper and dice
with the worst dungeon master you can possibly imagine.
No,
it's
no.
still better than Final Fantasy II.
No, I'm sorry, you're just wrong. I can prove it.
You
give me a piece of paper. I'll draw you a diagram. I'll show how you're wrong.
We actually, there's no paper in this room.
I know.
What do you mean? It's on Joe's. Water bottle.
Actually, do it. Shut up.
There you go. I think I have a pen. Hold on. Let me see.
Nope. No pens around.
Ah,
definitely
pen right
no
there.
Pens in this room at all.
Yeah.
Not this one either.
Nope. No. Not that one. Podcast room full of penless, paperless items.
Well, it's a Geeks Are Wired podcast. It would make sense that it's all tech.
No.
The fact that you have
okay, I have an entire area dedicated to. RPG dice and paper games.
No, I understand that. But what I'm saying is, right, blocking the RPG paper games is two monitors that you haven't set up for whatever, or sorry, that you actually took down to put up your bigger monitors,
yeah.
and they're stored there.
No, they're kind of, they're framing them.
Don't tell them that he's got bigger monitors. They won't send money to his Patreon. We had them all set up to get us new chairs, and now we're not getting any because you said two
the
monitors.
Patreon is to support your big butt.
I know.
My big butt.
I know.
It has nothing to do with Bill.
By the way, yours is bigger.
It is bigger. That's true. But still, you're the one that said you needed chairs.
I do. I need a chair.
Let's stack them and fold them, and he starts making bases.
I'm talking about getting a sheet and some couch cushions, and then, I will do it from inside my little cave.
And then all the bases belong to him.
Oh, my gosh.
He's I just realized. A couch court.
Well, my wife's gone. Anna's gone till Sunday.
Fort time.
She's gonna come home to a giant fort in the living room. I think that's what's gonna happen.
If you do that, you have to take pictures so we can post it on the podcast.
Picture didn't happen.
Yep. Picture didn't happen.
No, no. Anna will just when she comes by next week, she can explain it.
I don't think she's gonna be on next week either, actually.
Life.
I think she's got something else going on.
Those are always
Wait,
fun.
Next week is like the 4th of July weekend, right?
It is the 4th of July. No, yeah, it's yeah. week. 4th of July week.
No.
But yeah.
Next weekend is the 4th of July weekend.
It's the 4th of July, so the 30th. And we've got the 3rd off and the 4th off.
No. We all have the 4th off, but quite a few of us.
I'm taking the 3rd off.
Yeah.
I have the 3rd and the 4th off, but that's because I don't have a job right now.
Yeah.
Funny thing about the weekends when you're unemployed, they don't mean quite so much, except you can hang out with your working buddies.
I was going to say, everybody else is off then.
Yeah.
But okay, anyway.
Yeah. I might have to figure out something. I don't know. All right. What else we got?
Do we have anything fun to talk about this week?
Has any movies come out? I mean, what the heck?
Let's see. Transformers came out. I'll give you a synopsis.
Okay, so
there
you
was
said
big
no.
robots.
And they fought?
They fought. There was lots of explosions, lots of product placement.
And Jordan hated it.
Maybe, I don't know.
He never saw it, but he hated it.
It's if you like robots and you like the big explosions,
is this
movie's for you.
Is that today?
Yes.
Maybe I'll go after the podcast.
Don't do it.
But if you like big explosions and transforming giant robots fighting each other.
I haven't watched the Transformers since like the second one, and this is like number 6 or something? What is this?
Sure. It's the last night. It's supposed to be the last one that they're directing.
It's almost as bad. It's getting as bad as the Fast and the Furious series.
Yes. It's what people are into. If you're into fast cars and forgetting about physics... It's totally your movie.
Or technology with we'll hack every car in the place. Because that's how that works. Usually, like, the hacking that I've seen on those cars, it's like, we're going to turn off your brakes. It's not like, I can drive you around.
Yeah, I think there was some news article I saw where somebody hacked one of the new cars that had Wi-Fi. And they just shut off the engine on the freeway. That was pretty interesting.
They can do bad things, but they can't just control it like a remote control car.
No, it didn't have any control of the steering or anything.
Although the new cars do have like the turn that they'll, if you start to drift, it'll warn you, and then it'll warn you again, and if you continue to do it, it like pulls you over to the side of the road.
Yeah.
And tells you to like wake up or something.
You would be able to shut down the brakes. That would be possible.
Yeah. There's a lot of stuff you could do. So.
I'm thinking 5. It seems.
Last. Transformers 5. Yeah, I saw 2, and that was it.
I've seen 1, and then the first one with Marky Mark, and without a Spunky Bunch.
No, that was Ted. That wasn't the Transformer movies, that was just Ted.
Oh, Marky Mark is in the Transformers movies.
Ted and Ted 2.
Just because it has your name doesn't mean it's the only movie.
No. I'm not saying it's the only movie. I'm saying it wasn't Transformers. It was just a little stuffed teddy bear.
Oh.
He never transformed into a robot or anything.
Well, I've actually seen the Transformer movie.
Oh.
You may have seen Ted and Ted 2. I just seen, like, the first one and then the first one with Marky Mark.
I'm sorry. I was trying to make a bad joke that Ted isn't.
That was another awful joke.
Yeah. No. You know what? You can't just let it pass because you will fail on 100% of the jokes that you don't try. And even if 1% of my jokes hit, that means I'm getting at least 3 laughs a day.
That means it makes for a really long podcast.
Like 300 jokes a day. I hate you all.
Only
you can die.
Unless you laughed at what I say, then I don't hate you. But I can't tell. I can't hear you from this side.
So but you can call in.
You should call in and
donate
laugh.
To the Patreon page.
Yeah. If I make you laugh, you should donate $1 for each time I make you laugh.
Don't do that.
We'll get like $2, guys.
You'll owe people money.
No. Man. You can't negative laugh.
Sure you can. A scowl
so
or a frown.
You are so contrary.
That's because I have to listen to your jokes all day.
You're quite contrary.
Mary, quite contrary.
Oh,
Mike, I hate you.
Mikey, quite contrary.
Doesn't quite work.
All right. How about with Adam West? Still on this.
Poor Adam West.
I know. But he did get, or they did finish recording a Return of the Caped Crusader sequel, which is an animated Batman 66. And they also ended up getting...
Wait, they're at 66 Batman movies?
No. Batman 66 is in...
I don't know what that came out.
These are the...
Oh, 1966?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So Batman 66...
That makes more sense. I would believe that there's 66 Batman movies, by the way.
Well, except every time they reboot it with a new director or new person, they start counting over again.
I almost always like Batman movies. I mean, there's very, very few exceptions. I even enjoyed Batman and Robin. I mean, I didn't love it, but I enjoyed it.
I had to go back and...
Superman sucked.
Well, you're wrong. Again. You're just wrong. If you hate movies and video games and stuff so much, why are you here?
Because I like technology. I love phones. I like...
He likes to argue. Have
I
you
like
heard
to
of?
Argue.
He actually... He's
you're
not
like a
spoiler McSporty. He is the counterpoint.
Counterpoint.
Sorry.
I just don't need that kind of negativity in my life.
Us fair and balanced, Ted.
So you're a liar?
Oh, maybe.
There I go again with the controversial stuff.
We need somebody that has fake news. And we need your Mike. All right. The other thing, they also had Two-Face, which is voiced by William Shatner. So
Two-Face talks like this now?
No, he has the script in front of him. He doesn't have to Shatner it.
Oh, okay.
He also is like, it'd be Two-Face talks like this?
Sure. I think mine was just as good, but okay.
You have to dramatic pause.
Okay.
Who can be a worse Shatner than Shatner?
We should have a Shatner off. We should do that at the
Comic-Con.
Yeah.
A Shatner off?
We should have a Shatner off.
If you want a Shatner off, you should call in and tell Mike. If you don't,
tell
Mike.
If you want to be in the Shatner off, call us with your best Shatner impersonation.
Yes.
And then we will put you on the podcast on. I can't say that. I'm not Bill. I'm sorry.
No, you can. Keep going.
Oh, okay. So we will bring you up during the podcast, during Comic-Con, to have a Shatner off.
Yes.
And if there's only one of you that calls in, you automatically win. What do you win? I don't know.
That to be determined.
How about tickets?
They're at the Comic-Con.
Yeah, you can't.
Yeah, but tickets to the Comic-Con, they can get in for free.
But how can, if there's more than one, tickets at the space code.
No, I understand, but if they're calling us, doing that before the Comic-Con.
You are so exasperating today. Okay, if only one person calls, in theory, one could give them a Comic-Con ticket. But if multiple people call, then one, and you wouldn't know until the day before. But oh, my space goat.
You show up and you do.
I can't handle this. This is too much stress right now.
You're counterpointing yourself now.
I'm having a breakdown.
They can't win until the convention.
Yeah,
if only one person calls in, is what he said.
Yeah, but,
why are
but
you
we
being
don't
so
know
pessimistic?
If they'll.
I'm not.
We won't
he
know
said.
That they'll participate. They have to get up on stage.
Okay,
and at that point, they've already bought a ticket.
What number do they call?
801-896-GEEK. Bill is cracking up because he asks me this like 3 times every week now. Because I have made a big stink about nobody calling in.
And he never knows the phone number.
And I don't.
You can't blame our listeners for not knowing the phone number either.
Except that I have said it, and I don't know why I don't have it memorized by now. But I have said it like 3 times for every podcast that
I'm
on.
But then they've got to listen for another hour, and then they call.
No, it's 801-896-GEEK.
Yeah. Okay.
If you don't remember, it's 801-896-GEEK.
It's also in the show notes.
Did you get that? 801-896-GEEK.
Or 4335.
Or 4335, yes.
If you just dial 4335, nothing's going to happen.
Well, no, instead
nothing
geek,
good's
yes.
going to happen.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think anything would happen, honestly.
So 801-896-4335.
Or geek.
Actually, I did find out if you translate, like if you have a phone number that they put it all in words, you copy that and you post it into your phone. It translates.
A lot of the new phones do. I used to own a phone that had the full keyboard on it. It was a flip phone. Yeah. And the numbers were on part of the full keyboard, but it was a QWERTY keyboard, so the letters didn't line up with the numbers. And when I got phone numbers that were like words, I couldn't call it because I didn't know what I had to guess, because it doesn't start at one, it starts at two, and space code, it gets hard.
Yeah, I had that. It was an HTC phone, and I had to like go look at other phones to figure out what the letters were.
Oh, it was awesome. It was a Lotus. It was an LG Lotus. It was one of my favorite phones. That phone was actually in the second Transformers movie.
Yeah.
When the guy's parents were in Paris,
mm-hmm.
and she gets a call from like the satellite or whatever, she has the phone that I used to have, the Lotus.
Yeah,
no, I didn't have a smartphone, I'd want that phone back.
If I used to be good enough in those old flip phones with the T9 texting, I could actually like, you know, without looking at, just you know, thumb my phone and type out entire text messages.
Well, I didn't have to worry about it because I had a full keyboard.
But like, I already knew. I knew how many times to push the letters. Actually,
yes,
I didn't
Bill,
have the T9.
But I had a full keyboard. Maybe it's me. Maybe I'm just grumpy today.
No, congratulations, you have the full keyboard. I'm just saying my skill set.
Actually, I was at a mall one day, and they had a text off. Like, they had phrases that people had to text, and the first one to get it done won. And then you had to use the T9 or... just straight buttons, like you couldn't use a keyboard.
You mean keyboard buttons?
The swipe?
No, like you had to use the 9 key if you want to.
Oh, okay.
It had to be the numbers.
Actually, that, I guess there is a difference, because technically T9 was predictive text. I could actually type out the message with and just know how many times I had to hit the number to get the next letter.
I did that, and then T9 came along, and I forgot it all.
Oh, that happened too, but I actually... was one of the last, for me, embracing technology, I think I wanted the smartphone, so I actually was one of the last of my friends to embrace T9. I was like, but I can do this really fast.
Well, I had a full keyboard, so.
Congratulations again.
Yeah, thanks. I just love that phone so much. I still have it, actually.
I did go from...
battery probably exploded, though.
I see a flip phone to, like, a Samsung smartphone, which instantly got traded into the Google, like, slider, you know, with the, like, the, whatever,
the
G1.
Or, yeah, the G1 that T-Mobile was selling.
It was Verizon.
Was it Verizon?
I don't know. It was all around. Come on, Google was growing. They had to get out there somehow.
Good old Google. And now they own everything.
Mm.
Or maybe not own, but they know everything.
Well, they owned everything at the time. They were just trying to get a new product out. Yeah, okay. So anyway.
Quiet. I'm just angry still. I'm just so
is it because I said Batman versus Superman sucks?
No, I mean you're entitled to your own wrong opinion.
He wants his old phone back.
It's just yeah.
The new
it's a Final Fantasy thing, Mike.
Oh, this Final Fantasy 2 sucked. What can I say?
Everyone,
you can apologize and then go kill yourself.
Oh, see, that was the line,
Seppuke.
You would have been fine if you just said apologize and leave, but you said kill yourself. Seppuke. Now everybody has to hate you.
Seppuke. Am I saying that right?
Seppuke?
Yeah, Seppuke. It's, you know...
where you stick the knife in your belly and pull it up?
Well, you disembowel yourself, and then someone is standing behind you with a full sword, and they cut your head off.
No.
And you bend over in pain.
You just kill yourself. Well, I don't know if the beheading is
you need
part
help.
Of it, but...
you need help.
It's not required.
I have no clue about any of these
if
cultures, and I'm
friends.
Sure the rest of us don't either.
Oh, that's true. I'm talking out of a place of complete ignorance, but...
that's true.
How about
always.
This?
That's like most of the time.
I would say that's
U.S.
true.
Congress. They're working on making laws about self-driving cars.
Ooh, I think that's
that'll
good.
Be first.
So we will have... well, no, there's laws on... you
no,
know,
I
like
mean
the
them
safety.
Making laws will be a first.
They make plenty of laws. Whether you like them or not, that's a totally different story. But these laws are set to cover like all the safety, so there is a, you know, nationwide set on the self-driving cars have to meet this instead of every state being completely different.
It's good to be ahead of these things, but the thing that kills me is that like self-driving cars, I'm not aware of an accident that a self-driving car has been in where it's been determined to be the self-driving car at fault.
Mm.
It has always been the other vehicle that's been at fault. That I'm aware of.
Actually, there was one, but it was the human driver that was controlling it at the time.
Well, see,
okay,
the,
so that doesn't
the
count.
Human, there was human interaction. And that's why when Google was looking at getting into it, they, for the liability, they were looking at take out the steering wheel. Who's at fault? Google. It was their vehicle, and the driver didn't yank the steering wheel.
Yeah, because that could be hard to prove at a certain point.
Well, except they'd have to get the technology good enough to recognize red lights, stop signs.
It already does.
Actually, once there's enough self-driving cars, intersections and stoplights and stop signs exist for humans. Once everyone has a self-driving car, stoplights and stop signs are useless.
It will never, ever, ever happen.
What? All self-driving cars?
Yeah, all self-driving cars.
Well, yeah.
Because
I don't think it'll happen within our generation, but I can see it happening in future generations. And then you have places where you can drive, like, go-kart ranges, where you can drive these old antique...
Or out in certain, like, antiquated country roads or stuff like that. Because even in Star Trek, where, you know, Kirk ended up driving his dad's old motorcycle. I mean, you can still drive these things, but he's on a back dirt road.
Will Smith was driving the motorcycle.
Yeah. Well, he drove the car. He put the car in the manual mode and was driving it because they were jumping out of the thing and attacking
him.
But
once he figured out that they were trying to kill him and the robots had control of all the cars, he got the manual motorcycle and drove that for a while.
Good old Will Smith.
Movies that have nothing to do with the books. Besides the title.
I didn't read the book. I
liked
the
book
movie.
Is really good.
So was the movie.
It was alright.
I liked the movie.
You know what? Your opinion means nothing.
Nobody asked you.
I'm sorry. You know what? Personally, I still like you. You're a good guy, but your opinion means nothing.
Oh, but the other good thing about these laws is it will also help probably speed up the rollout of self-driving cars because there will be a full-on legislation nationwide.
That would be nice because I know in a lot of states, like some of them have that there has to be a human driver still.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them have that you can't have a human interaction or something like that.
I don't know what the laws are. That's why the thing, it's so messed up. So with this legislation, it will help, you know, okay, we follow these laws minimum. We're good nationwide. State by state, there might be, you have to have a front license plate. Like there is. Your windows can only be so tinted like it is.
The one thing, though, like if you had like a fully self-driving car and, you know, you just tell it where you want to go, like it'd be good to turn that seat around. It's so much harder. Or the accidents are so much better for you if you're facing away from the direction that the impact comes. So like head-on collisions would be so much better if your back was to the windshield, to the head-on.
Yeah, that has to do with spreading the impact.
Well, to a point, because being rear-ended actually can give you whiplash because you're leaning forward and your head, you know, cracks,
they just
you know,
need
throws back because your head's not against the headrest.
Well, that's what the headrest is for, is to stop that.
But no, people are still leaning forward so much from driving because your seat is leaned back, you're leaning forward, which means your headrest isn't in its range it's supposed to be.
Yeah, but if you're not driving, then you're not leaning forward. You're sitting back, relaxed, talking to the person in the back seat or reading the newspaper.
Or drinking a beer.
Oh, drinking and driving would be a thing again, and it wouldn't be a bad thing.
Yeah.
Well, so here's one major problem that I have with it. In New York, there's probably 100,000 taxis, which means 300,000 to 400,000 people just trying to drive those.
Stopping
Uber and Lyft are all people that are trying
Uber's
to Uber's
looking
money
at self-driving.
I know. I'm talking about the drivers for Uber and Lyft.
Yeah.
I'm talking about the drivers for trucks, for taxis, for buses,
well,
for all
okay.
these. All of these people are going to be out of a job now.
No, it doesn't.
That's where you advance in career. You look at other things. And even looking forward and getting prepared for this, having
So you think
other
we should still have coal plants just so that coal miners can still have a job?
No, but...
What's the difference?
Problem,
what's the difference?
The difference is that it wouldn't be phased out overnight. Because once you establish a self-driving car, the technology is transferable to buses and trucks almost immediately.
No, already it's happening.
It is happening.
There's semi-trucks, semi-truck that has successfully delivered from start to finish without any human interaction with that semi-truck.
All they did
is
they watched.
Happened.
But what I'm saying is what's going to happen is that is going to be rolled out.
It's not going to be.
As soon as it's rolled out, it's going to be adopted because they're cheaper.
It's cheaper.
No,
yeah,
it
absolutely.
Is. But the initial investment is still, to a point, it is not going to be an overnight thing. You're not going to shut down the factories tomorrow. You're going to, like it was, you start shutting them down slowly. You start adapting all these cars, or you start replacing the cars, and...
And the people who say, you know, stop the progress, we got to stop it because we need jobs, those are the people who are going to end up without jobs. I mean, it's going to be a difficult transition, but we have to
adapt.
We have to spend time and figure out what we're going to do once jobs are no longer a thing.
And that's the question, is our economy cannot absorb,
it's going to happen,
2 million people out of a job now.
No, okay. I understand. The biggest job in almost every state is truck driver, and those jobs are going away. Within the next decade, those jobs will be gone.
I understand
no,
that.
No ifs,
but
ands, or buts.
With this legislation, we need to figure out what are we going to do.
This legislation has nothing to do with, should have nothing to do with jobs. This legislation should have to do with how can we make sure that we optimize safety, given the fact that there are now cars that can drive themselves.
Okay, there could be stuff on what do you do with a mass amount of unemployable people. Like, you know, people cannot apply for jobs because jobs literally don't exist. There could be that. But we start moving towards the, instead of the Mad Max future, you start moving towards the Star Trek future. Star Trek doesn't have any currency. They have no monetary thing. They make food is just right. The robots, you know, there was this time period where robots did things at such a better rate that it was just food was there for them. All humans had to do was exist, but it still freaks out people to do this. We may hit an age like the, you know, old Rome or all this, where we can just philosophize. But think about philosophy, and I'm like, however that word is.
Yeah. Philosophicate.
Yes, yeah. That one. Philosophicate.
But I mean, that's the point. Like, it doesn't matter that we're losing jobs. I mean, it matters, but we can't just do things because we need a job.
I'm not saying
it's an outdated idea, and we've got to adjust to the fact that jobs are going away.
I'm not saying that we should not progress because we need to preserve jobs or for any reason, really. I'm not saying that we shouldn't move forward. I'm saying that we should move forward anticipating that this is going to happen, and it's going to be an issue. I know I keep backing off the mic, Bill. He's yelling at me.
Well, actually, I wasn't saying anything.
Yeah, but
he's
but
turning me up
but
for it.
This that we're talking about, this Congress making laws about self-driving vehicles, is not the time nor the place to address the job issue.
Not in this specific bill, but it should be thought
okay,
about.
But
it
no,
should
what,
be talked
why not?
About.
People
there are countries
looking...
that have given a base wage to everybody.
Yeah.
I don't remember. Sweden or Norway or something like that. I don't.
Russia, North Korea?
No. No.
This podcast has totally gone political. I don't know if you recognize.
No, we
this.
Haven't.
So,
okay.
Old Russia, back under the communism, it was illegal
socialism.
Not to have a job.
Get it right.
No, old Russia. Back
old
under
Russia
the
was
communist government.
No,
the
socialist
government. Was
government.
Socialist, but they were of the Communist
no.
Party.
No.
They were a socialism with the goal, the ultimate goal of bringing in communism. But it was the Communist Party that ruled.
You're just wrong, Bill. Just accept it. Even if
but
you're
to
not
be
wrong.
Communist, you can't have a government.
Well, but that's the point. The ultimate goal was true communism.
Okay.
So it was a socialist government run by the Communist Party.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying.
So I didn't realize they were the Communist Party.
It
okay.
was the Communist Party, and everybody had to be a member of the Communist Party.
So, wait, by that definition, can you have a Communist Party?
Technically, yeah, technically, a Communist Party does defeat the purpose of it, because you are a socialist to get the people, because socialism is the government exists, and they spread everything out to everybody equally, and they assign jobs. True communism is... The government has done its job and taught you how to do it. You will share with your neighbors now, and the government dissolves, and people will...
I don't know if... I mean, because you still need some of the things that the government provides.
No, that's the idea.
Right?
Is that they're
no, you need
it's supposed
a
to be like
standing
a child.
Army. You need an
well,
army,
no, that's,
an organized army, and you need
that's
some leadership
why
there.
Pure communism is such a problem, is because to have that, you would have to be a world event. You know, yes, you can still have support and military and... You know,
blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, police, fires, but they are now, because, we're just going to train you as a community.
Right. I mean, you still have to have some sort of a structure there. Otherwise, you don't have a communism, you have an anarchy.
But that's why the socialist government taught. It's like raising a child type of thing. They were teaching the people, this is what you're supposed to do.
Yeah.
But it's really hard to do that because people want more.
But no, so North Korea. Anyways, no, there's a country that just decided that they were going to give every citizen a minimum wage. So you just got money. You just get money from the government.
Alaska?
Well, I mean, Alaska does do that, right? But no, this is... I don't remember where, and I'm not going to Google it. That seems like a lot of work.
I think Bill's Googling it.
I have no clue. I just keep on going. Just keep going.
Yeah.
I no, may not
but
find
I mean,
it.
I mean, that's the point. We're going to have to do something along those... Yeah, there you go.
Finland.
$876 a month. A guaranteed monthly income.
But that's just a minimum income. They still have...
I mean, they're still... Yeah, they'll still have commerce and everything, and they're not saying, you know, everybody stop working. But everybody should have enough to take care of themselves.
Well, that'd be nice.
But... And regardless of whether you have a job or not, you should still be able to take care of yourself.
And the only reason for having to pay everybody is because... the world still deals with a monetary system of we need to trade, we need goods, things need to still be worth something. And if you end up removing the I have to work to get my stuff, and I can just be, I go to the store, hey, I'm hungry for an apple. Look, I pick up an apple, I walk out of the store, and that's that. Because a farmer didn't, a human didn't have to put effort into growing this item. It was just provided by the robots that maintain themselves, or whatever it is.
Yeah, I think one of the problems is just people are innately greedy. So
yeah, they are, and that's why that would never work.
It's hard to get over it. But if you have,
More product than people to be able to buy stuff.
Yeah, if your supply exceeds demand and you can reasonably get it to everybody,
not even buy stuff.
We have
more product
that now.
No, we don't. We don't have a way to reasonably get it to everybody.
We
don't.
Do.
I mean,
no, we
everybody.
Don't.
We just don't because
no,
we don't want
actually,
to
actually. It's not even
it
to buy
nothing.
Things. No, it's not. It's not. I shouldn't say buy. It's the more stuff than is feasible to even hand out. Like the idea of like a zombie apocalypse. You know, there is more bullets than there is people to actually shoot them. There is more guns at a point than there is people to shoot them.
We grow more food than we can possibly eat in the world.
And people
in
are,
the U.S. alone, and it gets thrown away.
You have to get rid of the monetary system to be able to spread that out. So get rid of the greed.
That won't ever go away. It's human. It's humanity.
I don't know.
No, I think it totally can.
I don't agree. It has to be trained.
Why? You know, there's plenty of people that there. Yes, there is some people that want all, but there's plenty of people that give.
There are a lot of people that give.
And if you get rid of the monetary system and just give. The farmer doesn't have to work. He has his robots do his work for him.
At a certain point, people will realize that the time where the famine isn't coming.
Yeah.
But if there was a danger of the famine, that's when the potential of the famine, that's where the problem comes from. But if you have generations that have never known a famine.
Which
we do.
No.
We're getting there.
No, we know famine. We don't know famine personally, but we know that there are people in the world that are dying of hunger.
But not even the world, within the country.
Well, no, that's true.
There will always be people in the world who are dying of hunger
because
there are people that want to rule them.
But as long because there's some you get get rid of the monetary system.
Come on, Mike.
You can get rid
Star
of the
Trek.
Monetary system.
Star
there's
Trek
still
universe.
That want to be in charge.
That's why Star Trek universe works.
So
there is no monetary system in school in high school. Yet there are still bullies because they want to be popular and in charge. Money isn't the driving force behind greed, and it is the
no.
Is,
I can say that because look at the spinners. My spinner looks nicer than yours. How did I get my spinner? I bought it. I spent more on it.
Yeah, I'm a bully. I'm going to take it from you now. Congratulations.
Are you going to successfully do that? You might not. One, are you a bigger bully than me? Two, am I the tattletale? Guess what? If I'm the tattletale, I'm getting my spinner back.
Okay, but that's only if there's an army to go fight for it. You can either fight for it yourself, but if you're going to be the tattletale, then you have to go find an army to fight for you.
And you have enough of the oppressed. That's the problem about stepping up. That's why Gray has a good, humans need not apply. You know, hitting that Star Trek...
Gray, what are you talking about?
GCP Gray. It's a video. I'll put the video in the podcast. He does really, really good explanations.
Oh, the humans need not apply, the whole thing that we're actually talking about right now.
Yeah, exactly.
He's a YouTuber.
Sorry, I didn't...
But, you know, hitting this...
I watch these things. I don't know who they're from.
Oh, I love his channel. He's one of them.
I don't follow personalities. I like certain... Well, I mean, some personalities I do follow, but... I mean, for the most part, I don't really have, like, a YouTuber that I really enjoy.
He puts out... He spends a lot of time on his videos.
Actually, I do have YouTubers. Oh, gosh, I'm a freaking liar. AVE. You guys, you got to check him out. He's awesome. He takes stuff apart.
Oh, my gosh, he's
amazing. He's so funny.
Yeah.
He's a little crude. Really funny. Huh. He took apart one of those juicers. The Juicero.
Yeah.
Oh, best video. It's like an hour long, something like that.
Wow.
Oh my gosh, it's so good. So he's talking about how the thing's over engineered and how the whole business model of the Juicero is to get people to buy the juice bags, right? Mm-hmm. The subscription for the juice bags. And he's looking at the cost of these things and he's like, they're losing like $3,000 per unit that they make because of the way they're designed. So
wow.
It takes like a year and a half to his estimate,
yeah.
Mine was to make up the money for the money that they lose on this. So he's like, they're probably going to go out of business. So what you do once they do go out of business, find these in the recycle bins and whatnot, because they have really good parts that you can cannibalize for your projects.
Oh, nice.
So
he goes into a lot of detail and he's really technical about stuff, but he is hilarious in the way he describes things. I don't understand half of what he's talking about in his videos with the diodes and electrodes and all that stuff, but the rest of it is so funny that I watch him anyway.
All right.
Yeah.
That's
good.
So.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. So getting back to the humans need not apply.
Damn it.
No, actually, I was going to move on the sponsor. We're done with this.
Oh, good. Okay.
oh, good. You're the one who brought it back.
Thank you, Bill.
So our sponsor. Our sponsor is AMC Pine Ridge 11, located at 4355 Yellowstone Avenue, Chippewa, Idaho. They have a Stubbs program where you can earn every $2 you every dollar you spend you get 20 points if you're on the free insider program, or every dollar you spend gets you 100 points, which is their premier program, and it's totally worth it for the premier program. It's only $15 a year, but you get a free large popcorn and a large soda on your birthday month.
You get free movies, popcorn, and soda, guys. Go do it. It's not that...
I really enjoy it. It's awesome.
Yeah.
We go to a lot of movies and spend a lot on concessions, so...
It's totally worth it.
You know, yeah, definitely. And even if you don't, even if you go like once a month or so, it's still worth it.
Well, come on. Just the large popcorn and large soda on your birth month is totally worth it.
Mm-hmm. Well, just think about it. If you do it on a cashback credit card, you're double dipping.
There you go.
So it's even better.
And you get points. So triple?
No, he's saying you're double dipping because you're getting the cash back from the credit card, and then you're also getting the points for the stubs. So
and if
it's
you go on
dipping.
Your birthday, then you're triple dipping because you get the free popcorn.
Well, you're not actually...
Well, you buy the ticket, I guess.
Yeah.
Unless
you've saved up enough points, then you're cashing out.
Yeah,
you're
cashing out. Oh, gosh, you could have a good birthday.
Yeah.
Free movies for everyone.
Ooh. So, Ted, when are you taking us all to the movies?
Never.
Liar.
Because... Yeah, no, I don't like you anymore. Your whole Final Fantasy thing is just ticking me off. You don't even know. I might slash your tires if you had a car here right now.
Yeah.
So.
Literally, the smoke came out of the starter on the
last
car.
Yeah, the purple magic smoke, that's what makes it go. Yeah.
Never let out the magic smoke.
It was a lot of smoke, too.
It won't
I thought it was on fire for a minute.
It's going to stop chooching.
It did. There's no more chooching
going
on there.
It's that purple magic smoke that makes it chooch. Once it gets out, it's done.
It's only funny if you've seen AVE.
No.
I think it's funny anyways.
I worked on computers. You never let out magic smoke.
No, I'm talking about the chooching.
Oh. I was talking about the magic smoke.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Never let magic smoke out of your electronics.
Oh, man,
it's what makes it work.
I let the magic smoke out of a hard drive once.
Oh.
I was so sad.
My auto
all
because
I replaced this freaking power supply.
And so you didn't switch it between?
I had the cables were weird for the one that I had, and it let me connect my hard drive to the power connector that is for your video card.
Oh, I was thinking motherboard there.
So
yeah.
That's a lot more power than a hard drive needs. And yes, it allowed the purple smoke to get out.
Aw.
My first experience with the magic smoke was a teacher told me about it. I didn't actually let it out, but he gave us a $200 volt ohmmeter when we were learning electrical on cars.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, if you let the magic smoke out, I will kill you. And I think he was very serious about that because it was his own own personal meter. Yeah. So, yeah.
That happened. All right. So, news this week also. The Han Solo movie
isn't happening.
Has a new director.
Oh, dang, I'm so close.
Who's the new director? The new director is
Michael Bay.
Ron Howard.
Oh, it's so close. I was so close.
Because the previous one, he directed Batman, the Lego movie, so it was a lot more comedy, and it seemed like that they were wanting to make Han Solo a funny man. And
has Ron Howard acted in anything since the Andy Griffith Show?
Happy Days.
Oh, yeah, Happy Days.
Oh, snap. You got told. You got told hard.
I did. I forgot about Happy Days.
Thank you, Bill, for laying the smack down.
You're welcome. I'm sure he's played. I'm pretty sure. I might be able to put. I'm not sure if I can put money on it, but I'm pretty sure that he has also acted in one of the new Star Wars movies.
You think he's in it?
As a stormtrooper.
Well, that doesn't count.
Why not?
That's acting.
It's not acting.
It is too.
How
it's
is that?
Like it's saying an extra is an actor. It's not the same.
Yes.
Yet they are
no.
actors.
No, they are not.
Why
they
are
scenery.
What? No, because they do more than just stand there. They actually still do things.
Trees do more than just stand there. They wave in the breeze, too.
Yeah.
There's still scenery.
And a tree that does not wave in the breeze properly, the scene gets reshot.
Yeah.
Which
and
means
the
tree
that doesn't walk
ruined
through the scene correctly, it still gets shot.
That means they. But they can be, unlike the tree, or the wind, depending on where,
they
what,
can
what
be
you
removed.
Said, they can be, well, they also can be told, do it this way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so can the tree. Just put a big fan.
Oh, my space goat.
Is it depending on?
Are you doing this on purpose? Like, what? You're so contrary today. What's, are you angry? Do you
no,
have problems
really
at home?
No, it's really funny to make you angry.
Oh, wait. How about this? Arrested Development. There you go.
I've only seen like one or two episodes of that, but okay.
A Beautiful Mind. Here, just
there's
a list.
He was in A Beautiful Mind?
Yes.
American Graffiti?
What did he do in A Beautiful Mind? Who was he?
Man at Government, Governor's Ball. He was the man at Governor's Ball.
Oh, look at that.
Scenery.
He was an extra.
He was scenery.
No. Why does somebody who is in a movie, why are they not an actor? Okay, somebody that also writes a book. Somebody that writes a story that gets published in a magazine. Are they a writer?
Somebody who writes a story that
somebody
gets published
in a magazine. Why is somebody who writes a story, or even somebody who writes and is never published, are they a writer? Because they're working on this story? Why not?
They're a hobbyist.
But why can't you have more than one thing that you are?
If I build,
why can't your hobby be what you are also?
If I build this amazing device and then destroy it before my death and never release it to the public,
you're Tesla.
That doesn't make me an inventor.
No, it does.
Is Tesla an inventor?
No, he's Tesla. You're talking about the actual.
Yeah,
inventor?
The real person.
Yes, he actually had inventions that were used and are still used today.
Some, a lot of his stuff was
the Tesla coil. It's in every single car that is ever built that has an engine.
So because he made an item that continues to be used? Or
he's
has
an inventor.
Used? So all you need is one thing.
Yes.
Okay, that actor.
There are so many people that have been.
Wait, that background person was in one movie. Why aren't they an actor then?
I didn't say they weren't. I said he's not in
yes,
this
you
one.
Did.
He was in a TV show.
You just
no.
said
no.
that
you
people
said they were
in the background aren't actors.
They're not. If you are
oh,
in
my space.
They were not an actor in that particular production. Is Why? That better? Did I clarify
no.
it well enough for you?
They were in one movie, just like a writer got published, and why I still go, if you're a hobby, this is a hobby. I'm still a podcaster.
Yeah. But you're not a radio host. You're a podcaster with a hobby.
But you just find me as I'm a podcaster. Therefore,
podcaster is a hobbyist. I'm a podcaster.
Not all podcasters. Not all podcasters are hobbyists. Some podcasters.
Some make it a career. They are radio personalities.
So why can't your hobby define you?
Well, by the way, Tesla coils are not used in any cars whatsoever.
Look,
Tesla coil is just a big old thing that spits crap out.
Yeah, it works by...
A resonant transformer circuit.
Yeah, look up an ignition coil. It's the same thing. It's a powered circuit that collapses and charges another circuit, which creates a high voltage. It's a Tesla coil. That's what creates the spark in your car. It is. I promise you, I know this one for a fact.
If you want to tell Mike that he may be wrong...
Prove me wrong, please. Please prove me wrong. It's 801-896-GEEK, 4335. Call me. I dare you. Somebody try and prove me wrong on that, because I know this one for
a fact.
Or
even right. At Geeks Are Wired.
You can say I'm right, too. That's not as much fun, though. Actually, it's really fun when Ted gets angry about it. So please call in and make Ted wrong.
Oh.
They can't make me wrong. So here's the thing. Being right... and being wrong feel identical. They feel exactly the same. It's being shown to be wrong and being shown to be right that are the problem.
Well, no.
People
I don't even mind
don't like that.
Being shown to be wrong
sometimes.
Because I take it as a learning experience.
That yeah. That should be the case. I think it just depends what you're wrong about.
Yeah.
Because if I tell you you're wrong about your religion.
Some people.
That could still be a learning experience.
You might not. Want to listen to that.
But
that's why a learning experience.
That's why the conversation of the argument. That's why you have to know how to argue. How to debate. How to not even argue. Debate.
I have learned more, and this is the true for politics, religion, you know, engineering, anything, by being wrong about something than I have ever learned about being right about it.
Well, that's usually how it works.
Yeah.
If you're willing to learn. Because failure is an option.
Thanks, Adam.
Well, I was also thinking Tesla, Edison. I mean, pretty much.
That's Mythbusters, Adam. He said that, like, every episode at least.
Okay. Well, I believe it in just a learning experience. And plus, I've heard it from, like, way back when.
Yeah, I know it's an old thing, but he was...
You know, back in my day.
Yeah. No, but, yeah, Tesla is an inventor. He had inventions. He was actually paid for his inventions. Extras get paid as scenery. They pay more for cars sometimes than they do for extras.
Do you realize Tesla was paid more for his items being torn down than there was for many of his items?
No, he wasn't.
It was in New York, the whatever giant electrical...
Yeah, the tower that never got funded. That's why it got torn down. Yeah, ran out of money. He didn't get paid for it to be torn down.
And no, he did, because he tore it down for scrap metal and got paid for it.
No, actually, parts of it are still there. It didn't get torn down. The building caught fire. But I think you can still go see the tower. I'm pretty sure it's still there.
J.P. Morgan cut off all Nikolai's finances, burned down his lab, and destroyed his wireless electricity tower before its completion.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he did not get paid for it, I promise you that. Because he would have completed it if he did. He was trying to create, or not create, but transmit electricity wirelessly.
He did. He just, depending on how well he did it and how much larger the thing he did.
Okay. Trying to do it efficiently.
There's rumors of him driving a car, his car, with a box that converted it.
Yeah, there's rumors.
But it was one car, not a range of cars, and plus a lot of people didn't want to support free electricity. Back on that problem of me over you.
It wasn't free electricity. It was just a transmission source or transmission.
Why wasn't it free? From Myers, it was free. He was just giving it out.
He was, but the electricity itself wasn't free. If somebody still had to generate it, he was paying for it. But he wasn't really even giving it out. He was using it as an experiment, and you could tap into it if you could. But you had to have a way to tap into it.
Buy the box. Free electricity for life. Buy the box.
So, yeah, I mean, but yeah, it's, I don't know. Tesla was an amazing inventor. I love Tesla and I love Edison.
Why is an extra that even if they're trying to do a career or whatever, why is what if they're an extra on lots of things?
So let me ask you this. If I write in my journal every day, does that make me a writer?
Yep.
Why not?
Because
you know,
it's not
you know,
paid for.
Many
it's
poets,
not a career.
Many poets were only found out after their death.
And artists.
They were only discovered. They were still trying to be poets.
No,
and they
not
still
necessarily.
Got
what was it? Emily Dickinson. I can't remember. I don't know if that's right. There was one of them that she killed herself. And she never, ever, she wrote tons and tons of poetry, never paid for any of it. It was found after she died and published posthumously. She never saw a dime for that. Does that mean she's not a poet?
In her lifetime, no, she wasn't.
Why not?
See, you're just wrong.
Because she didn't do it.
No, why not?
She didn't want to, probably, first of all.
So you're the reason communism won't work.
You're right, I am.
No, why can't my hobby, you even have defined me, a hobbyist, as a podcaster, as a podcaster.
But you are not, you are a podcaster, but that is not your career.
Correct. I didn't say at any point, career. I said, why can't my hobby define me?
I'm saying that an extra is not an actor.
Why not?
That is not their career.
So why am I a podcaster?
Because it's a hobby. It's not defining you.
But my podcast is not defining me?
No.
Why not?
Because if you quit doing your podcast tomorrow, does your day end? Does your life end? Does
but it, I set up time every
other
week.
Than
I, the podcast makes sense. You know, Tom Cruise stops making movies. Does his life end? No, his life doesn't end.
And also, doing
he's
this
still
item,
an actor.
Doing this item, okay, yes, stopping it may not change things or change certain things, but by doing it, I am changing things.
How? You just have 2 hours extra free now.
There's more than that with all the post, yeah. The other stuff.
Okay, so we'll call it 4 hours.
I make the prep sheet, Dika.
What prep sheet?
The show notes that we all look at and usually sometimes go off of.
We haven't had show notes in a while, Bill.
What are we looking at? Right.
Google.
There.
The thing that he only moved 2 items from this time because you are being so contrary to this. I don't. There's something wrong with you. You had a bad week. I'm sorry. You want to tell us about your week? It sounds like it was horrible.
Ted.
Did you lose your job this week?
No, I lost it like 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago.
See,
like
oh, so it's starting, the pressure's starting to build. Mm. I get it. I'm sorry, man. I still love you. Like as a total platonic co-worker.
No homo? Is that what you're trying to say?
No, I wouldn't say that. I might like you in a homosexual way.
Okay.
I don't. I could, but I don't.
But back off of that. I don't really care about that. No, I don't think anyone else.
No,
why?
Not.
Okay, you write in your journal. You are spending time out of your day to do an item that you do at a specific time, or at least for a specific time, but you do this. Why aren't you a writer?
Why isn't your journal a therapist?
It kind of is.
It's not.
And also, I'm not talking about the journal.
The journal isn't a person. It doesn't have sentience.
But no, the existence of the journal.
It has a purpose, and that purpose is to essentially listen to your feelings through writing.
So if it has a purpose, then it can't. Then it's not.
I finally found out what my special purpose is for.
If it's a hobby, if it's something you do because it entertains you, and that's the only reason you do it. It's not to make money.
But,
it's not to enjoy time with friends.
People define themselves with hobbies all the time.
Yeah.
People are hobbyists.
I define myself as a podcaster many times. This is a hobby.
So Adam,
but it's a hobby.
Adam Carolla, or not Adam Carolla, Adam, what's his last name?
Savage.
Savage, thank you, is a maker. He's a maker. That's his hobby.
Yeah.
But
he's a maker.
Is he a maker?
Look at that.
Is he a maker?
We're
is he a maker?
Some progress.
That's what he defines his hobby as.
But no. Is
he
a maker?
He.
Yes.
As
yes or
a
no?
Person is a person that likes to make things.
But would you define him as a maker?
No. I would define him as an educator and an.
So would you define me as
character.
A podcaster?
Not technically, no.
You said earlier yes.
I said that you. Okay. I apologize. I said earlier that you are a podcaster. What I meant was
you're not a podcaster,
you
Bill.
You make podcasts, Bill.
But I'm not a podcaster.
You were not a podcaster.
Okay, everyone. Apparently, I'm not a podcaster. This isn't real.
Geeks are wired over.
We didn't even make it to the 5-year mark at episode 200. 4 more episodes, and I'm not a podcaster. 5 years doing all this.
I had to ruin it for you, huh, Bill? I burst your bubble. Is that what it is?
So if you have a job for Mike so that he can stop being so crabby, call us at 801-896-4335 because, holy cow, this is getting out of hand.
He needs to be defined.
That's the problem. He has no definition.
Oh.
He has nothing to define him. He is nothing.
Mike the definitionless.
There's nothing to him. Oh, my gosh.
I am Mike the Undefined. You figured it out.
Yeah, oh, my gosh. I'm so sorry.
Oh, God, I think I'm
you know
crying.
What? I'll talk to my boss. Maybe we can get you a part-time work at our place of business.
You figured me out, Ted. It took you all of 30 minutes in a podcast.
Actually, it's been an hour.
Has it been an hour now?
And I forgot to move something over. We have... three things.
Because I've been so contrary to everything.
Mm-hmm, a contrarian.
And I added something.
Because you have no definition.
Well, apparently I'm a contrarian. That's my definition.
No, but you're not getting paid for it.
That's not your career, so
yeah,
that's
you're
not
you. Getting paid for it.
It so is a hobby of mine. I will admit that.
Well,
but it's
we
not
will
your career.
Concede that you are contrarian, but you cannot.
Yeah.
Based on what you've been saying for the last 20 minutes, you cannot say you are a contrarian.
No, I am a person that likes to contradict things. That's all I am.
But if you define yourself as a person who... insert item, does that define the, is that, why is that different than saying, you know, I am a person who makes podcasts, therefore I am a podcaster.
I'm a person who really likes sushi.
So therefore you're a sushi eater.
Uh-huh.
Therefore you are a fish.
I'm a professional sushiist.
Mm.
Not sushi chef, because I don't
like
know how to do that crap.
Making podcasts is not the same thing as you are a podcaster.
Why not?
Because it's not a career. It's not something that
why
you
does it have
can
to be
a
career?
It's
a
not,
living at.
Why does
it's not his career, but people can make a living
wait,
as
there
a podcaster.
There are podcasters out there that make a living at it.
People that go to college and high school, are they students?
They're not getting paid for it.
They're not getting paid for it. It's not their career. It's just a point in life.
But it's still, it's not a defining career position. It's not something you can be as a career.
There's plenty of people who actually are career-bound students. A high school student, are they a student?
They are a student.
Why?
Because it consumes their life.
What if they also work at Burger King? Are they a Whopper engineer? I'm sorry, a drive-through technician?
They are
a front-end customer representative?
They are the King's stooge. How about that?
They're what?
The King's Stooge.
What's the King's
That's
stooge?
Pretty disrespectful for the people who work really
Burger
hard
King?
Every day working at Burger King. You think that's not a hard job? That's one of the harder jobs you can have in this society.
I know. I've done retail.
Working
I've
fast
done
food.
Food. Retail, and it sucks.
All right, then. Don't denigrate them just because they have a crappy job.
We are podcasters, and we're saving last notes.
All three of us are
yes.
podcasters.
Last famous last words. Go, Mike.
You are not defined by your hobbies. And Final Fantasy II sucks.
You can define yourself however you want, and it doesn't matter what you do for a living. That doesn't define you necessarily. And if you want to call us, 801-896-4335.
And don't let other people say what you are or are not. You are whatever you want to be.
You're special in your own eyes.
Except for if you can be Batman, then be Batman.